What's up, guys? This is your host, Courtney, and you are now tuned into The Social Occasion Presents, the Occasionally Social Podcast, where women of color get to discuss motherhood, relationships, dating, and most importantly, self-improvement. And if that's something that you would like to hear, then let's get social. I gotta be baby. Welcome back. I'm your host, Courtney, and if you're new here, welcome to the Occasionally Social Podcast. Today's guest that I have, she's very special to me, and I just feel like I wanted her to join the conversation and just have an open dialogue with parent and child. Well, she's a teenager now, so I didn't see a lot of that on the podcast that I like listened to about parenting. So I just wanted to get like a take on a teenager's point of view. So I thought this was a good opportunity for her to kind of express herself. So today's guest is no other than my girl, Nala. Say hello, Nala.
Hi.
And you look over here to the camera too. Okay. So if you're looking at us on YouTube, on the Occasionally Social Podcast on YouTube, she's a little nervous. I'm a little nervous. We're still trying to get used to the mic and the recording of the video aspect. So yes, we literally look the same height. It's crazy, right? So she is, you want to tell her a little bit about yourself, Nala?
No.
Well, obviously her name is Nala. She's 14. Where's the time gone? And I just wanted her to get on today because I just wanted to give her a little shine, a little bit of moment, because we've been together riding this motherhood journey for 15 years now, I guess. So I just wanted her on the podcast. So we're going to start off with the icebreaker game. So I think I'm going to start implementing this if I have guests. It's called This or That. On my Instagram, at love_Courtney3, I used to do, well, I still kind of do it. I used to do social Saturdays where I would ask my followers this or that questions in my IG stories. So I think I'm going to bring that back, but I'm going to move it over to social Sundays because that's when the podcast drops. You still here with me, Nala?
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a quick game. This one is This or That Teenager Edition. All right. So, Nala, when I give you... Don't look.
Oh, okay.
So, when I give you This or That, the two options, you're going to pick the first one that comes to mind, which one you think is you or what's your favorite. Okay. So, the first one is pizza or burger?
Pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
You barely like when we get pizza all the time.
But burgers are just a lot of calories.
Pizzas are calories.
No, but burgers are a lot because the grease.
There's grease on pizza. Okay. No. So my pick is pizza. And so the This or That game will be in the Instagram stories of the podcast at Occasionally Social Podcast on Instagram. So the first one was pizza and burger. I thought she was gonna pick burger, but she picked pizza. I'm pizza all the way. You can win me over with a pizza all the time. And okay, so hoodie or sweater?
Hoodies.
Do you know how teenagers are? It could be 98 degrees outside and they will have a hoodie on. Like, how? Why would you do that to yourself? I would say a hoodie too. I'm normally in sweats and a hoodie majority of the time, or my pajamas right now.
Yeah.
With a bonnet on. So, yeah, I would pick a hoodie. And you guys let me know in the Instagram stories, what would you pick? And so the next one is movies or skating rink?
I choose skating rink.
Yeah, I figured you was going to click that one. Well, pick that one because you love to skate. This girl thinks she is one of the ones that be dipping and dodging and twirling and all that, and I'm over here scared, timid. I just can't. I can skate, but I can't really. I'm too scared of when it's too busy. But that's her favorite place to be at. Okay, so TikTok or IG?
I would say TikTok, but I would go with IG because TikTok nowadays is just like, it's supposed to be a kid app, but it's too much grown people doing a lot of stuff up there. And, you know, kids will just switch to IG and stuff. But I have to go with IG because I feel like I could express myself more on IG than TikTok.
But you are like the TikTok queen of dancing, making the moves and all that. But I do understand that us adults, millennials, have kind of took over the app of TikTok because I love TikTok. I'm going to, out of that two, TikTok and IG, I'm going to say TikTok for me. I love TikTok. IG has been stressing me out for the last year. I've been trying to push out content and it's just so stressful. But we can go on to another. That could be for another topic, another episode for another day. But TikTok is where it's at. I'm trying to bop, bop, hit the moves, boom, boom, boom. And when I figure out a dance, which it has to be very simple, cannot be intricate, I bust into Nala's room and say, look at this dance. And she rolls her eyes. And I think I'm doing the coolest thing ever. I don't know what I'm doing. But I love TikTok. It's just very friendly over there. I'm always in people's comments, commenting, and I just love it. And I make TikToks as well. So little plug, go follow me on TikTok at Curls Love Coco, where I do a lot of hair videos and get ready with me's. And now I'm kind of trying to like move into more like vlogs or like behind the scenes of different things, just to show that I could do more than hair. But majority of my hair videos go on there. And then so the next one of the this or that game is phone calls or texts.
I would kind of go with text because I don't like really talking to people. Because it's like, if I say something, you got to talk back to me immediately. It's like, I will get mad or something if you don't talk to me immediately. So I feel like if I text you, it's like, I don't care if I text you. But I choose text.
So you're a texter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a texter too, unless it's somebody that like I really like talking to on the phone. Majority of the time I'm texting because I'm either watching something on my phone because I never get to watch stuff on my TV. So, yeah, I'm a texter too. I like FaceTiming. If I really like you, I'm going to FaceTime you. So the next one is money or toy or game?
I do like money, but it's like, but I would pick money because it's like you can do stuff independent by yourself if you got money and save up with it. But games and toys.
Too old for that now?
No, it's not that. It's just like I don't really take time out of my day to play games and stuff. But I will go with money because I feel like money is for independent.
Oh my God, y'all, do y'all hear this? This makes me so sad. She wants to do whatever she wants. If she has the money, she'll, you know, now she Uber Eats now. Like, it's just, I don't know. I know she wasn't going to be little all her life, but it's just kind of like me realizing like, wow, you're getting old now. And you really never was the one that like really played with like toys and games that much per se. So I definitely would have, I already knew you was going to pick money because you like to be able to spend it on whatever you want to spend. And now you know how to online order and all that. Like, what? This is crazy. And then so the last one from the game of this or that is hang out with parents or hang out with friends.
I would choose hang out with parents because it's like you got to choose because they're not going to live long enough for it. Like you taking chance to just go hang out with your friends. If you don't choose to hang out with your parents, when they gone, you're going to be like, oh, I should have hang out with my mama or my dad. So I feel like hanging out with your parents is like you can find friends anywhere. It don't matter in any country, state you live in. So I feel like hanging out with your parents is just everything.
I feel like she's trying to butter me up. I think she's trying to go somewhere today. So I think that's why she's trying to be so nice because now she want to hang out with me because low-key I be wanting to hang out with her.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that was the game. So how you feeling on the mic? This is your first time on the mic, so how you feeling? You're talking, so I really do. I do like that. So you are talking.
It feels comfortable, but it's like having headphones on too. But it's okay for me to have this stuff on. I don't really mind.
Okay. So today, so we can get into the episode. Today's title of the episode is "I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom." Don't laugh at me. The reference from this episode is from the movie Mean Girls. And I'm not saying that I'm like Regina's mom all the way, but I like to have like a little balance of, you know, having a relationship with my daughter and also parenting my daughter. And that's for my other children as well, too. But this is more on the teenage aspect, because now that she's coming from out of being a child, she's still a child, but she's in between young adulthood and child, teenage, like, she's in this space where it's like, wow, she's going to be, next year, she'll be 15. No, you'll be 15 this year. Oh, my gosh. Next year, she'll be sweet 16. 2 years from there, she'll be 18. Like, it's really mind-blowing right now. So today's episode, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. We're going to be talking about me being a teen parent, now parenting a teenager, how that's working, and creating and maintaining a strong bond with my children as they get older. And as you, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see I'm scrolling the notes and she's looking at them too. Okay, so let's talk about it. So me being a teen parent, okay, so I started my motherhood journey about 15 years ago. I was 18, so I wasn't like a young teen parent, but I was just graduating high school. I was actually pregnant with Nala, walked across the stage, waddled across it. So she's actually been to a graduation before she was even born and prom. So once I had her straight out of high school, and just looking back now that she's 14, I'm just amazed that, wow, this year in the fall, because we're recording this in January, she will be in high school. And that makes me nervous, but it makes me excited for her as well. Is what? It makes me excited and nervous at the same time. So just wanted to know, like, so how do you feel about your last year of middle school?
It feels good. It's just like now I gotta worry about like worry about how
starting to get real.
Yeah. Because I do like worry about my brothers and stuff about how they do in school, because they in elementary school. So I'm in, this is my last year in middle school. So, but I feel, it feels good to be going to high school this year. And I graduated 2027.
Jesus. Oh my God.
That's
coming crazy. Around the corner. It's what, 2023 now? So yeah. Do y'all have an eighth grade dance?
Yeah, it's at the end of the school year. It's like a sneaker ball. We got to wear a dress and sneakers.
Okay. And then, so are you excited about high school? Like, what thing are you excited about? Because you know it's going to get your lessons and your homework is going to get harder and harder. But what are you, like, excited for?
I'm really excited for, like, my classes. But I ain't ready for certain subjects because I'm not really good at keeping stuff
like organized. In my head.
Yeah, like language arts and stuff. I can't really focus because we have teachers that can't come in the school because they got medical issues and stuff. So I'm gonna try to see if I will do better at the end of the school year, because I don't know about right now.
So you know that your IEP is going to roll over to high school. So you'll be able to use your IEP throughout high school, your if you go to college, you'll be able to use it there. As long as you make it known that you have an IEP, that will be able to help you with certain things in school. So that's one good thing. Right?
Yeah.
So you'll have the extra help. And do you think you'll be joining any clubs or sports? Which I think you should, because I didn't get to do any of those things. And I know I'm projecting, but
I may be joining a club. I don't know about sports right now because, like, I'm starting to have, like, a real bad anxiety. Because, like, I feel like every time, like, I have to answer a question or something or try to do something, I black out or I just get real scared because I don't like talking in front of people. And sports, I feel like I only do it for my dad because it makes him feel happy that he sees his kids doing sports that he did a lot of sports. So I feel like he want me to, like, keep doing what he was doing. Like, but I don't, maybe sports. It depends if I feel like I need to worry about sports and school at the same time.
Right.
But I feel like I'm not going to do sports in high school because I feel like sometimes sports, I get competitive in sports, so I'm going to stop paying attention in high school. So I don't know, maybe like 10th grade.
So maybe like fill out what it is in 9th grade and then maybe decide to do something?
Yeah, because because it's my first year in high school this year. So I want to, like, focus in my high school because I'm going to be in 9th grade in high school for the first time. So I want to pay attention more and not put pressure on myself.
Right.
With sports and clubs and stuff. But maybe in 11th, 10th grade, I will try. And if I feel like I deserve to do it, if I don't feel like I deserve to do
it. What do you mean you don't deserve?
Like deserve, I feel
that the right word?
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes, like, because I got IEP, so I feel like I need to, like, push myself more.
In your education.
Yeah, and stop worrying about, like, sports and stuff, because I feel like people worry about sports more than school because they push themselves more in sports and they push themselves to do sports more than school. But I feel like I need to worry about education before I worry about school. I mean, before I worry about sports.
Okay. That's true. Yes, education comes first. I think you will be a really good dancer on a dance team. Because you learn dances very quick. I tried out for cheerleading probably 2 or 3 times and did not make it because I cannot coordinate. I think I overthink it too much. So I think you really catch on the dances really fast. So that would be something good. Like a dance, you run fast, you play flag football. Like, you're very athletic, so, like, don't get it twisted. You do have some talents. And I think you'd be the cutest cheerleader. Like, oh my gosh, like, we need you as a cheerleader, okay? So I can go to the games, so I can just watch you be a cheerleader. But I get it. And then clubs would be fun, too, because I was in a club. I think it was in National Honor Society. I was smart. I was smart. Okay, I know that's shocking, Nala. But I definitely graduated with the top 10% of my class, so that was really good. Even though I was knocked up, I still did, but I definitely am excited for you to have, like, a really good high school experience. I know, like, majority of my high school experience was once I turned 16, I started working, so, like, I didn't really have time for, like, the clubs and the high school clubs or the sports. I really wasn't, like, a sports person. I'm not that coordinated, so. So, yeah. So, me having you young, and I lost my mother at 19. So, I kind of went through this motherhood journey by myself because she was only 9 months when my mother passed. So, that navigating the loss of my mother and trying to be a mother at the same time was very hard for me. That was like a dark era of my life, but having Nala and like having to be a mother to her kind of brought me out of that. And I definitely had the support of like my older sister. So shout out to her, because she is more of like a mother figure to me. She is an older sister. So she is a mother figure to me, and I get advice from her. And like my dad tries, but he's not a woman at the same time. So he tries, but I just feel like me being a parent that was young, coming into my adulthood, having to like fend for someone else, fend for another human being, that was very tricky for me. And so I just felt like navigating it to where I was a teen parent to now parenting a teenager, like now my spidey senses are on high now, because I don't want her to have to go through anything that I went through. And like I said, I know that could be projecting and you don't want your kids to follow your footsteps, but I really don't. I really want her to strive. She's very smart, very athletic, and I think she will be able to do a lot of good things in the world. And I just don't want things that could be prevented to alter her pathway, because I could see that she was succeeding. So now parenting a teenager, whew, I be wanting to bop, 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 tussle with her majority of the daggone time. But I feel like I need to figure out and hone in on what is my parenting style. I'm still learning that, for real. But like, I try to mix some old school parenting style or parenting skills with new school. So it's like a mixture right now, like what my mom did or my dad did, and then versus like what I want to do for my children. Because everybody parents differently, and there's no shade to anybody. So I feel like us basically growing up together and figuring out this mom thing is like, it's been weird. And I don't know if any other young parent has felt like that, where like you're still kind of young. Like, I'm not old and dusty, but it's like this little human being kind of grew up with you. So it's kind of like you're in this level of like, you want to be the parent, but you also like feel like you guys, I don't know. I just feel like we're like in this level of, in my mind, of like parent, sister, friend. And I try to make the parent part come out more, because I don't want her to think she can run over me. But I just kind of like feel like we go with the flow with certain things, and some things we not going with the flow. And I just feel like today's age teenagers got it like so different from when I was a teenager. What you think? Like the drama, the teenage drama is like, I don't know if these little teenagers got like balls now or something, but they're messaging the parents. I've done got messages before. Like, are you really talking to me as an adult and you trying to cuss me out? Yeah. So just trying to, like, been there, done that. So it's kind of like when she comes to me with, like, some kind of, like, issues, I try to help her out, navigate through those experiences, and just trying to prepare her as a young Black woman in this world. Not you yawning. Wow, great. Do you want to say anything?
Not really.
I thought you had questions.
Oh, for the questions? Oh, my questions was for her was, how does it feel to be a teen mom of three?
Well, first off, I was not a teen mom of three. I was
actually a teen mom of one.
Right. It was hard. It was young and dumb. So it was hard, but we got through it. You was my little Rolly, my little homie. When I went to, we moved to Richmond, we hung out there for a year, and then we had to come back to Hampton, well, Newport News. So I feel like you, when I went to school, if I had school or anything like that, you would be right there doing the homework with me. So like being a mom and trying to do school at the same time. So yeah, it was tough, but Where now? What was the other question?
My other question was, how does it feel to be a single mom of three now?
Whew. How does that feel? Well, it is very stressful. It's very stressful. It's a lot weighed on me every day. It gets better. There's been lows trying to figure out how we're going to get this done, how we're going to get that done. Majority of the time it's three against one. And it's very, like, it's very tough. And then, like, I feel like there's that mom's guilt again where because I have three and it's just me, I just feel like I can't solely, like, nurture one person. I'm trying to split up my time with everybody and I really can't. And that's one thing that I want to try to work on this year. That's one of my goals this year, is to spend more time with each individual child, just to try to give them a little bit of my time. It's really hard trying to do three people, split their time, because they all have needs and wants. And then for two of them to have, like, development issues, mood issues, puts an extra strain on it, because by the time I'm finished with them, which I'm referring to my boys, because one has a development delay and sensory processing disorder, and the other one has the mood dysregulation disorder and ADHD. So it's a lot to handle on my own. Sometimes I have to lock myself in the bathroom and cry it out some days. So, yeah, it's really tough. And then, like, it really hurts that I be wanting to, like, spend more time with you. But by the time I'm done with them, I'm just tired. Like, I don't want to do nothing else. Like, work, it's, like, not enough minutes in the day. And that's what I want to start implementing more in this new year, is because you're getting older and in the blink of an eye, you'll be out of my house. Well, I don't know why you're laughing. But so, yes, I need to get that time in with you, that time in with Karan, and that time in with Roman. But especially with you, because you are my only daughter, and I feel like we need to have that bond. Right? But half the time, you're yelling at me to get out your room. I don't want to see that dance. Hey, let's do a TikTok dance together. No. Like, I had to beg her to get onto this podcast today. And this was some time for us to hang out with each other. I had to beg. Plead. On my begging knees. Is that even the words? It's probably not even the words of the song. But do you think life would be different if you had an older parent?
No, I would say.
Like, would you want an old... Like, would you want my dad, your granddad, as your dad? Or, like, your parent? Like, somebody old like that?
No. I feel like I won't get more experience how I am right now, getting a lot of experience with you and my dad. I feel like I do a lot of things, like, for y'all. And when y'all need something, I'm always there and try to help. But I feel like if I had an older parent, I don't think it would be the same. Because I feel like they already been through all of that before they had me. And then they had me, and then now they having good times. But I feel like having you and my dad and go through bad times and good times, I feel like that's better for me to know what's wrong and right. How I'm getting older now. Like, if y'all show me what's wrong and right, and making mistakes is kind of good and kind of bad at the same time. So I feel like having elderly parents wouldn't work for me personally, because I feel like I do better with my mom and my dad when they're young, because they go through a lot of stuff and I've been there when they went through a lot of stuff. So I feel like I wouldn't need an older parent. I feel like for me, no. For Karan and Roman, Yes, they will. They will be. I feel like they will be in a nice place because Quran and Roman, they don't know how to take up things and do things for when people need or want something. But I feel like me, I feel like I be helping people when they need something. When I don't got it, I still help them. Like my little sister, Yara. I feel like she's young enough right now, and now she's doing ballet. So I feel like since I've been there for Yara when she was born, I feel like since me and her have been dancing together, because she's three, about to be three next month. So I feel like I'm
Very nurturing. You're very, like, you like to help others, because you do help out with me and the boys, and I do appreciate that, because you're not really supposed to, because this is not what you signed up for, right? Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate that you do help me when I need the help, or vice versa. I'm pretty sure your dad appreciates when he needs the help too. So as far as, like, because I would say I had older parents. I think my dad and my mom had me when they were like my age now, 32. So I kind of, I guess my parenting from them was a little bit of the old school way. Versus how you're getting parents, and there's more understanding, there's therapy, there's more communication with the child, versus I'm the parent, I say what goes, you do what I say, and don't question it, and that's not all of what I really want my parenting style to be. I want to be able to have a communication, and if you need therapy, I'm going to work extra hours to get you therapy. Two of my children are already in therapy, and I'm finally starting to get I got the resources from Karan's therapist to get myself therapy, because a lot of it I try to, like, hide from you, that so you don't have to see or feel my pain, because I know you don't like to see me unhappy. And I just feel like I don't want you to be traumatized, but I also don't want you to go through what I had to go through. So, yeah. I feel like you kind of blossom into your own little thing, right? And so another question I wanted to ask you was, what career do you want to pursue in the future? I mean, because that's in a couple of years. That's in, like, less than 4 years. I mean, are you going to be bow, 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 bow? Are you going to be TikToking? That would be kind of cool.
I don't know right now, because...
What? Girl, you better figure out what you want to be.
I feel like what I want to be is being a veterinarian.
Yeah, you've been saying you want to be a vet, because so you got to go to school, though.
I know, but... And then at the same time, I want to be a dancer, because I can dance, but I always keep it to myself. I don't dance when people ask me to dance. Like, I just... Like, if somebody be like, can you dance? I'm like, no, I can't dance.
So how are you going to use that as a career if you're not?
Because I can, like, I've been, I don't know. I've just been hiding myself. Like, I can dance. I dance in my room because I feel like me having mental breakdowns, I just, like, stopped. Like, me having mental breakdowns for things I see my mom going through with stuff. I will dance in my room, just like listen to music and dance the pain away, or go outside. I feel like outside will make me feel a little better, and run, because I like running, but I feel like I can't run track. I can run track, but I feel like that's a lot to put pressure on me, but I feel like I could be a dancer in the future. And start putting myself out there. No, I can dance for myself and make sure I feel comfortable dancing in front of somebody.
You gotta have that confidence.
I feel I like know, you got cause the I can sing too, but
you can sing.
Yeah, I can.
Let's
sing.
Hear something.
No, I can sing, but The only person that knows is a person I talk to.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah, Jay Bion. I feel he only
did not
know,
need to disclose his name.
He only knows.
So you be singing to him?
No, I'm not singing, but I feel like I be not knowing I'm on you. I just be singing because I feel like singing or dancing makes me feel happy. Instead
so you should do that more then.
Having mental breakdowns. Yeah. But I feel like I can't sing in front of people. But I can dance in front of people. Singing is something personal for myself to do by myself. But dancing, I feel like I can come out my comfort zone and dance for a lot of people sometimes. It depends.
Okay, so you're going to bust out a song for karaoke night.
Yeah, I do. I would sing for karaoke night, like certain stuff.
But not like a song.
It depends who's there. Like if I feel comfortable singing in front of, I don't really sing in front of grown-ups, really. I don't like singing in front of people.
Well, you know, I actually had a singing group with my cousins. Well, I was a rapper. Okay. I was a rapper, spit my little bars. And we used to perform for my mom's birthdays, which her birthday is New Year's Day. So she would always have, like, a party. And me and my cousin Nicole and my cousin Jasmine, we had a little group. What was it called? C&J or whatever with our initials. They were the singers. I was the rapper. We was like a little 3LW with the little dance, the boom, boom, cat, cat. I thought I was going to be a little singer or rapper. I really did. I thought I was going to be. I think I just like the creative space that I'm always in. Like, I've always wanted to create things. I always wanted to talk to people. I don't know, I just always been very, like, out there, extroverted, and wanting to get my name out there, people to know me, right? And then so, off of that topic, I would say creating and maintaining a strong bond with your children. So how can we do that? How can you do that with your kids, right? Instead of it always just being parent, 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 like just having a actual relationship with them. And it doesn't have to be like you have to be their friend and all that, because that gets people in a tizzy when you say, oh, I want to be my child's friend. And they're like, oh, my God, you can't do that. So I just feel like one way that you could create a strong bond is to create a safe space for the child or the children to be able to come to you if they need to talk to you. And I want that for Nala. I want that for all of my kids, that if they're going through something, I want you to talk to me. I want to be there for you. Even if it's something I don't really want to hear, I definitely would rather you talk to me than not talk to me. Right. And then also therapy. I feel like with millennials and younger, like, therapy is more of a thing now, where in the Black community, majority of the older folks will be like, why are you going to somebody that, you know, doesn't know you, telling them all your problems and all that? But at the same time, it's for you to get those feelings out and then have somebody on the outside looking in, that they give you their perspective of looking at your whole situation because it's at the same time, if you're telling your friends, they might not have good advice for you all the time. So having my children, well, my main child that's in therapy right now is Karan. So his therapist, shout out to her. I feel like I shout out everybody that helps me out. But shout out to her, because she's become my therapist as well, because I, as a single parent, I can't really afford to have me in therapy and everybody else in therapy. And I feel like I know that I need to have myself in therapy as well, because if I'm not good, then I can't be good for them as a mother. But right now I have it to where that he's in therapy. And so she's kind enough to talk to me and ask me, how am I doing? And every time somebody asks me that lately, I start crying. Like, I just bawl out crying. I know that's awkward. But finally, I was able to get some resources from her so that I can be able to have someone to talk to as well. But I feel like the therapy has been helping It's more of a parenting therapy of trying to find ways to help out my son with his emotional behavior, emotional state, and kind of like trying to regulate his mood because it sometimes can disrupt everything that he's going through in school or at home. And I feel like another way to create a strong bond is basically realizing that you're growing with them and it's okay to not know everything. Like, we as the parents, we're still learning. We don't have all the answers all the time. And I just feel like it should be okay for you to say to yourself, like, it's okay, I'm learning. And if you know something is wrong, it's okay to say sorry to your child. And please don't get in a tizzy that I said that. But if it's something that I did and I know that I shouldn't have done, or like maybe I could have handled it a better way than like I reacted, then I do say I'm sorry for the way I'm acting or the way I acted. And I try to get especially my boys to understand it. Like, once they've calmed down from their little blow up, like, why did that happen, and maybe how we can do it better next time, or like if it happens again, how can you prevent yourself from getting so angry, right? And then, so like I said before, in the earlier part of the episode, one of my goals for the year is to make time for each of the children. I have three, so it's very hard, but I want to schedule out in my schedule, like, okay, today is Nala's day. What are we going to do? Stuff like that. Or today's Karan's day. Just to give everybody some attention, because I feel like Nala is very understanding because she's older and she understands that. And I don't want her to feel like I'm not, like, she's not important and she's not important for me to, like, break her into my schedule. But she knows that the boys are very time constraining. And so, like, I would like to spend more time with her. So what I have is, making time for each child can be hard, but finding ways to give each child individual time is my goal now, or that could be your goal. So just having, like, little small moments. It doesn't have to be a whole day. It could be, hey, I'm going to get ice cream with such and such. Or if, for example, sometimes, like, if we have a good therapy session, I take Karan to go get pizza. We'll have a pizza day. Or if Roman's had a good therapy session or appointment, I'll go get him ice cream. And so, like, with Nala now, I just feel like we could do a lot more things now. And I felt like with the, now that she's older, I feel like I want to include her in more things that I'm doing now, i.e. the podcast. So I hope that she'll actually come back on. Like I said, I had to beg her, so who knows. Like, let me know in the reviews, or let me know in the comments on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, whichever platform you're listening to this on. Let me know if you want Nala to come back on, if you got some questions for Nala. Because you're going to come back on, right?
Yeah, I'll come back on.
This year wasn't that bad.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, me, personally, I don't like talking.
We know. Teenagers don't like to talk.
I don't just do talking.
So is there anything else that you would like to ask?
No.
She's trying to run from this podcast. But yes, let me know in the comments what you think about this episode. And how are you building relationships with your children as they get older? Let me know in the comments. I definitely will be on IG. Let me know. You can comment under the post, or you can let me know in a DM. How is it going? Okay, why am I acting like squirrel? So yes, this was definitely fun. I see it in your eyes that you're trying to run away. So I just want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this episode. And just a little peek into a little bit of Nala, my cutie patootie. And so thank you, Nala, for being the first guest of the episode. I really appreciate it. Taking the time out of your busy day.
I don't have a busy day. I get ready to lay down.
And yeah, I definitely would love for you to come back. And so thank you, listeners, for tuning into today's episode. Thank you for rocking with me for another week. Well, this one will actually be with the launch of the podcast. So thank you so much. If you've listened to episodes 1 and 2, and make sure you listen to episode 4 that will be coming out the following week. That episode is called Single as a Dollar Bill, where I get into a little bit of my little dating shenanigans. Oh, gosh. So, yeah. So thank you again. I really appreciate it. Make sure if you like this podcast, leave a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to the podcast from. Make sure you leave a comment or review. It'll be really appreciated. And make sure you're following us on the socials so we can keep the conversation going. I'll be chatting in the comments. And so make sure on IG or whichever platform you're most on. So you don't have to go on all of them, but make sure you follow the socials. Are on Instagram, it's at Occasionally Social Podcast. TikTok is at The Occasionally Social Pod, and YouTube is The Occasionally Social Podcast. And yeah, that's it. And let me know in the comments or in the DMs, let me know any other topics that you would like to discuss. And yeah, anything else, Ellen?
No.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. And till next time, bye.